You're listening to the Doug Haldeman Show on FM News Talk 97.1.
Welcome back. I'm your host, Doug Haldeman, here with my two co-hosts today. We have Tammy Haldeman. Welcome back, Tammy.
Thanks for having me.
And we have Knox Malos from Integrity Title Solutions. Welcome, Knox.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
So if you'd like to contact us on our off-air number, text or call us at 314-472-DOUG. Again, that's 314-472-DOUG, D-O-U-G, which is 3684. So, guys, I want to talk about a question that comes up a lot. Somebody's getting ready to sell their house, and they're trying to figure out, should I fix this or not? Should I put the new roof on now? Should I redo the deck, the kitchen, you know, the bathrooms, all those things? Let's jump into that and our different points on, you know, kind of the rules of thumb from all of our experience in the industry, what's good to do and what's not. So, Tammy, what's the first thing, you know, the first tip that you have here?
Well, the first three ones we're going to touch on is going to kind of talk about the temperature of the real estate market and how to assess the competition around you. And not only do we have a tool for that in the home scouting on our website, but we'll go through some of these. So the first one is, how hot or cold is the market in our area?
Yeah, and that's a good point. So if the market is extremely hot, okay, and it's a seller's market, then you may not have to do as many of those things because there are plenty of buyers lined up, even if your house needs a little bit of work. So the hotter the market, the less you have to do. Knox, right. Do you agree with that?
I do. I think that that's always the case, but in a market like we're seeing right now in our local area, I'm being told a lot that you can have a great house with good bones and all that stuff, but the ones that are flying off the market, getting above asking, are the ones that look terrific inside and out.
Right.
I agree.
Right.
I definitely agree with you. So then, you know, second question on here is
how fast
you're looking to sell? Because if you want to sell your house fast, you better have it looking just like what you just said, Knox. It better be in tip-top shape.
Right.
Better be sparkling clean. You know, everything
all the above.
Right.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Tammy, what do you have for number three?
Number three, what is the condition of comparable homes on the market? You deal with this all the time.
Yeah, knowing your competition. This is one of the reasons why I encourage everybody to enroll in home scouting.
Mm-hmm.
Put your house, you know, take your own house that's a listing.
Right.
Add as a favorite. Add all your neighbor's houses as favorites.
Mm-hmm.
And you can see exactly what they're doing. You can look through their houses to know your competition really well.
Yeah.
What are they doing?
And it doesn't hurt to go to those open houses that are around you and kind of take a look at what's going on inside and how many people are there and things like that and just get a good beat on what's going on.
Right. I mean, do any of those houses in your neighborhood need work also?
Mm-hmm. Right.
Because some do. And, you know, if you're in certain neighborhoods, you know, there may not be much work required at all on them.
Right.
You know, and many of us, you know, we know our neighbors, we're in their houses a lot, but that's becoming more and more of a rarity. In my experience, you think you know what this neighbor has or doesn't have. For instance, in my neighborhood, we all built in roughly the same 5-6 year period. We know each other. We work together. We play together. Our kids play together. We're really lucky in that capacity. But most of the time, you have no idea what your neighbor, what kind of improvements they may have made over the last 20 years.
Right.
You've never been in their house.
We've never been in a single house of our neighbors, have we?
And no, not as of yet. We've only been there a year, but...
Right. You know, 25-year-old homes. Mm-hmm. Ours is 25 years old, one of the older ones in the neighborhood. But, you know, that's old enough where things start to get a little dated, and you need to know, are they able to sell without having to redo the kitchen? Are they able to sell without having fully updated items?
Mm-hmm.
Number four on the list is, does the faulty item give the impression of the property has not been well cared for? Okay, how often do you go in and you see that there was obviously a leak under the sink and nobody bothered to fix it? It's a homeowner who probably isn't very handy and lets these problems just persist for a long period of time.
Mm-hmm.
Or you can be like us and have these little gremlins, or I think they call them kids,
right,
that somehow manage to destroy things in the most obscure areas that you've never laid eyes on. And like, how in the world did they dump nail polish and lipstick all over the corner of their closet that's never seen the light of day?
Right.
Oh, okay. So which is worse, kids or pets?
Oh boy, I don't know. It depends.
I don't know.
The kid, now, is there a caveat that the kids have to be housebroken?
good point.
All right. So I'm going to throw in a quick little tip here. So the biggest house I ever bought, okay, my first McMansion, okay, I'm all excited about it, and there was a smell of cats in the basement.
Mm.
I kind of made the assumption that, you know, when the people left, the cat smell would leave with them. Bad assumption. And here was my lesson. Somebody told me, get a black light, bring a black light in there at night, Okay, so if you smell any kind of pet odor when you're looking at a house, bring a black light in there or do this in your own house, but I'll promise you it will horrify you. It will horrify you. These cats had peed all over not only the carpet, but they'd sprayed the drywall. It had run down in the baseboards. I had to cut out certain pieces of drywall. Had really expensive Frise carpet that was in perfect condition, looking at it, but I spent about 80 hours trying to clean this carpet because I didn't want to get rid of it, but I couldn't get the smell out. And finally, you had to rip all of it out. I had to cut certain drywall out. I had to replace all the baseboards. It was horrible.
My girlfriend just uses Febreze.
Yeah.
Febreze is everything.
I was spending all kinds of money on pet stain remover, cat odor neutralizer, and it was, I just warned on that one. If you have cats, okay, you better make sure, if people are smart, they may come in with a black light. If they schedule a showing after dark, you know what they're doing.
Oh. It's going to look like a crime scene is the only thing. You know?
Yeah, absolutely.
What kind of DNA are you looking at in there?
All right, so next one on our list is, can you find a less expensive fix? That's an important one. Is there a way to not have to redo the entire kitchen?
Well, I actually, the rental property that we have out in Sullivan, right next to Marty, the people had used bread ties for almost everything in the house.
It's like better than duct tape or bread ties.
Yeah, bread ties. They attached, the handle, the bar for your towel bars attached
with bread ties.
The curtain rods. That's bread ties. Ingenious. It's an ingenious thing. It's really cheap. However,
that would be the less expensive fix, but may not fall into this category.
No,
I guess.
No, I don't think so.
I'm constantly talking to my wife because I'm a typical guy. We built a nice home, but I look at it and she says, "I really want to get this and replace that." Mm-hmm. And I'd say, "Well, I can do that. I can go up to Home Depot and I can get that composite flooring. I mean, it glues down. It's so easy."
Right.
And she says, "Honey, gee, you can't do that." And I think some of that has to do with what type of home are you selling? What price range? If you're in a higher end price range, you can't put substandard stuff in because it's going to stand out like a sore thumb. If you're in a moderate price range and that fits the type of usability of the home, I think you can maybe be okay with it. You know,
with
it just depends.
Right. Yeah. You don't need to put granite countertops in $50,000 houses. Is when you look at the comparable properties, do a lot of them have granite, or do a lot of them have the upgraded kitchens? Mm-hmm. So knowing your competition is important. Here's one I'm going to throw in. It's actually not on our list, but what is the type of product that you want to pass on? And Tammy, this is an example of our house in Sullivan that we're going to sell. Mm-hmm. I guarantee we're doing many things in there that won't necessarily give us a return on investment. It's more about making sure that a buyer gets a good property.
Yeah, I want to feel good about what it looks like, what it feels like. It's a home for someone, and I don't want to just walk away from it and say, it's your problem.
Well, and just to give an example, this has, there's some foundation issues where the floor has sunk about probably 3 to 4 inches in certain places.
Mm-hmm.
That's not an easy fix,
but we're
going to fix it because we don't want to stick some first-time home buyer with a problem down the road on it.
Well, that brings us to number six in a little bit. How much will you realistically need to lower the price if you don't fix something? So you have to keep that in mind.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right. So absolutely. And also the next one on the list is it one of the first things potential buyers see when they come in?
Mm-hmm.
So like with that, the floor sinking, they're going to see that. Mm-hmm.
The funhouse effect is fun.
Right.
But maybe not as a first-time home buyer.
Yeah, if they think your floor looks like a skateboard park.
Yeah.
My teenagers are going to love this.
Right, exactly. That's what I think when I saw it.
Yeah, it's like the bottom of a swimming pool.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, that's not a good thing.
Right.
And the next thing is, could it be a deal breaker, which that foundation could be a deal breaker for people? Are they going to come in and look at it and say, not this house, and want to go right on to the next one?
Right. Which,
there's that big difference in structural and cosmetic.
Exactly. Right.
And a lot of times you get a realtor that says, whoa, 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 foundation, oh gosh, and they freak out. When it's not necessarily that big of a deal, but it is a big deal to them immediately, and then all of a sudden it's in their head and they're going to nitpick everything else.
Absolutely. Well, fix it or not, what to ask when prepping your home for sale. We're going to put all these points on our website. Just visit DougHaldeman.com. It's DougHaldeman.com. And look for our blog post on fix it or not. And make sure that you don't fix things that aren't necessary, and you get the best money out of your house whenever you sell, and you can sell it the fastest if you follow these points. So, guys, thank you very much for coming in today. Knox, appreciate you joining us. Tammy, thank you for all your help. Also want to thank our producer, Tom Turbrock, for everything he does behind the scenes for us. So don't forget, just a reminder for you, next Sunday at 4 p.m., you won't want to miss the Doug Haldeman Show right here on FM News Talk 97.1. Becoming a financial juggernaut is as simple as listening every Sunday at 4 p.m., modeling the advice of the experts, and implementing your personal plan. See you next week.